Glasses clink together, and people wish their congratulations to the man whose arm I'm hanging on. Something big has happened. What it is, I'm not entirely sure, and if I'm being honest, I don't really care. I play with a diamond bracelet dangling off my wrist, and think about how one little piece of jewelry could be worth more than my car. I catch a glimpse of myself in the wall-to-wall mirrors behind the bar directly in front of us. I look like I fit in here. And after attending a few of these parties, I'm getting used to the idea that I really do. My makeup is painted on just right. A smoky eye and a bold red lip. Thousands of dollars of jewelry strewn across my porcelain skin. And a tight black cocktail dress with red stilettos hiding my perfectly manicured toes. He likes this look, and he should. He's the one who paid for it. I take a sip of my champagne and give him a seductive smile as he whispers something into the ear of an older businessman. As far as clients go, he's one of my best. We have been meeting for so long, it's beginning to feel less like a business partnership and more like a successful trade-off. He buys me expensive gifts and dresses me up as his little plaything. I let him fuck any hole he wants, anywhere he wants, however he wants. It's a win-win. He's extremely attractive and skilled at unleashing his dominance and power on me in just the right ways. He's younger than many of the other clients I've been partnered with through the agency, in his mid-30s perhaps. His black hair hangs down into his eyes in a way that manipulates them, making them appear almost black instead of the deep brown they really are. A ring with a family crest is the only jewelry he ever wears, which is a far stretch from some of the other powerful men I see here tonight. Before I met him, I couldn't tell a cheap suit from one that costs more than my rent. I'm still not sure I can. Appearances seem to be important to him, though, which is, after all, why I'm here. It doesn't matter to me what line of work he's in. I'm sure, by the hushed conversations I've heard, that it's not strictly legal. But then again, some people might call what I do illegal, too. In my line of work, I thrive on the desire, the chase, and the high. And so does he. We're not so different, he and I. In fact, I find being around such dangerous, powerful men to be incredibly intoxicating. The energy in this room feels electric as big plans and mysterious agendas are discussed. I feel his hand slide down the back of my dress as he cups my ass while laughing at some older man's joke. I smile, leaning into him, patiently waiting for it. While we're out here mingling, I'm to play my part of the ditzy girlfriend who is dressed to impress and keeps her mouth shut. But I know what I'm really here for, and it's not the jokes or the champagne. It's not even to be a pretty little thing that hangs on his arm. That's just the bonus. I'm here to serve him in whatever way he pleases. Soon enough, he excuses us from the conversation, and we make our way across the room. He shakes hands and greets various people, all while keeping his other hand locked firmly around my waist. When we finally reach the bathroom door, he swings it open, and I feel a rush of gratitude when I see there's no one inside. He closes the door behind us, and I hear the click of the lock. Before he can undo his belt, I'm on my knees. I can feel the cool tiles against my skin as my dress licks the restroom floor.
Let me have it, please.
He may think I'm simply playing the part, but the truth is, I want nothing more than to be used by him. Right here, right now. His cock springs out of his pants, already hard, and my hands instinctively reach for it, with my lips to follow. I slide my tongue along the shaft, locking eyes with my alpha.
Oh, good girl.
He grins, and his hands find the back of my head. My mouth opens, and I take his entire length in. I feel his tip push against the back of my throat. After a few gentle thrusts, I feel his hand gripping my hair tighter, and he pushes himself into my mouth harder and faster with each motion. The power of his force sends waves of desire through me.
Oh, you like that?
I moan and nod as he fucks my mouth, gagging even more as he tickles the back of my throat. I can feel the wetness gather in my panties as his loud moans fill the empty restroom, echoing off the walls. His noises make me crave more of him. I attempt to relax, to allow him to push deeper inside. I stifle another gag, and he notices but doesn't stop. My hands clench around his tight ass, and I help him move faster and harder, in and out of my mouth. He toys with me, pulling himself out of my mouth to give me a brief moment to breathe, before shoving himself back in. He lets out a soft laugh as I gag on his cock again. He gets off on taking me by surprise. He pulls out of my mouth again, and for a moment, I brace myself to have him thrust back in. But instead, his hands find my neck, and he lifts me to my feet. A shuddered breath escapes me, and the tension in my jaw makes my face throb. He turns me around, bends me over the counter, and pulls my dress up, sliding my panties down to the ground. Thanks for listening to this Audio Desires original story. We're sorry we had to cut this short, but this story is too spicy for most platforms. To listen to the full version, head on over to audiodesires.com and create your free account today.